Shalom, everybody. At the end of Parshas Balak, we heard how Pinchas stopped a divine plague that had killed thousands of Jews. And Pinchas did that by killing a Moab princess and a leader of Shevet Shimon. And in the beginning of Parshas Pinchas, Pinchas received his reward for what he did. And why was he being rewarded? Because Perek Chafhei Pasuk Yod Gimel Tachas Asher Kinei Lelokav, because Pinchas was jealous for his God. Why would the Torah emphasize that Hashem was Pinchas's God? Tachas asher kinei lelokav. Hashem is everyone's God. Why wouldn't the Torah say tachas asher kinei lelokim? Perhaps one can suggest an explanation based on the Peirush on this Pasuk of the Ibn Ezra, Rav Avram Ibn Ezra, who died in 1167. The Ibn Ezra explains that Tachas Asher Kinei Lelokav means May Ahavaso Es Hashem. Pinchas was rewarded because of the immense, the powerful expression of love that Pinchas had for Hashem. And then Ibn Ezra continues and says that love for Hashem translated also into benefiting Hashem's people, Bnei Israel. The Ibn Ezra does not speak about this directly, but perhaps one can suggest that is why the Torah says, Tachas asher kinei lelokav. Love is a very subjective thing. Everyone loves different things. And when it comes to Hashem, even though we all love Hashem, we all love him in different ways, in unique ways. Pinchas' love was so powerful, it moved him to risk his own life to stop a plague in Bnei Israel. Pinchas could have been killed, but he took that risk out of a remarkable and a remarkably unique love that he had for Hashem and for Bnei Israel. Each person can and must have a unique relationship with Hashem. The way Pinchas saw and loved Elokav is different than the way we see and love our God, so to speak. And it was that uniqueness that the Torah is highlighting. Perhaps that is one way to explain why the Torah says Tachas Asher Kinei Lelokav. Another beautiful explanation is given by Rav Menachem Eisenstadt, or Eisenstatter, who died in 1869. Rav Menachem Eisenstadt was a major Talmud Chacham and Rav in Ungvar, which is today on the western border of the Ukraine, right near where Hungary, Slovakia, and Poland border with the Ukraine. Rav Menachem Eisenstadt offers the following beautiful explanation in his Sefer on the Chumash, Chomas Eish, in the name of his father, Rav Meir Eisenstadt, who died in 1852. Rav Meir Eisenstadt was also a major Talmud Chacham. He was the chief rabbi of Ungvar. Rav Menachem Eisenstadt of Ungvar says the following. First, he quotes Rav David Deutsch, a major Hungarian Rav who died in 1831. Rav Deutsch asks, why are the Aseres Hadibros written in first person singular? Anochi Hashem Elokecha and not Anochi Hashem Elokechem, or Lo Sa'ase Lecha Fesel and not Lo Sa'asu Lechem Fesel, or Sheshes Yamim Ta'avod and not Sheshes Yamim Ta'avodu, etc., etc. Rav Deutsch says that the reason why the Aseres Hadibros are written in the singular is because often when people sin, they look around and they say, that person is sinning, and that person is sinning, and those people are sinning too. It's not just me. But Hashem speaks to us in the singular. I'm talking to you, says Hashem. Don't look at anyone else. You do what you need to do, and that's it. Rav Menachem Eisenstadt says that is the same reason why the Torah says what Pinchas did was Tachas Esher Kinei Lelokav. At the end of Parshas Balak, Moshe commanded the other leaders to kill all the people who served Avodah Zarah with Baal Peor. And the Torah says that those Shotim were weeping. They were weeping, but they were not acting. Zimri ben Salu, the head of Shevet Shimon, and this Midianite woman, Cozbi Bas Tzur, a Midianite princess, they were engaging in Gili Arayos, and no one did anything about it. No one but Pinchas. He could have easily looked around and he could have said, they're not doing anything, and he's not doing anything, and she's not doing anything. No one is doing anything. Why should I? But that is not what Pinchas did. Pinchas acted. He understood that we all must do what is right no matter what, and no matter what others are doing, no matter if it's popular, if it's not popular. We don't look around at others. We serve our God. Tachas Asher Kinei Lelokav. We serve our God in the singular, so to speak. We do not look at others. Rather, we are singularly focused on what needs to get done to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have an amazing day, everyone.